Well, I think it was a very weak argument. By the way, I'm astounded that Mr. Carney should say that the Free Syrian Army is now stronger. In fact, they've been badly,
well, that's not what I said, Senator. I said, if I could, sir, what I said is that we know a great deal more about the makeup of the opposition.
Jay, we knew all about them then. You just didn't choose to know. I was there in Syria. We knew them. Come on, you guys are the ones. It's your boss is the one that when the entire national security team wanted to arm and train them, that he turned them down, Mr. Carney, after...
Senator, I think we have to agree to disagree on this.
Facts are stubborn things, Mr. Carney, and that is his entire national security team, including his Secretary of State, said we want to arm and train and equip these people, and he made the unilateral decision to turn them down. And the fact that they didn't leave a residual force in Iraq, overruling all of his military advisors, is the reason why we're facing ISIS today. So the facts are stubborn things in history, and people ought to know them. And now the president is saying basically that we are going to take certain actions, which I would favor. But to say that America is safer and that the situation is very much like Yemen and Somalia shows me that the president really doesn't have a grasp for how serious the threat of ISIS is.